Mystery Theater.
Welcome. I'm E.G. Marshall.
Are you one of those who believe that the voices of those you love can reach you from beyond the grave? And if you do,
should you summon them up? Or is it wiser to leave the dead past to bury its past? I offer no answer.
You decide for yourself on the basis of this story of men who flirt with death all their lives. People on the track. He made that curve all right.
Yeah, but he's catching up on the straightaway, and he's going to try to... No!
What is it?
It's the same pattern that killed my father.
It's okay. He has plenty of room and enough speed if he just keeps his nerve. Old Judas...
What?
He chickened out. The damn fool's trying to come back inside, but the car won't hold it.
No!
Oh, good Lord, she's lost!
Drama, The Gray Ghost, was written especially for the Mystery Theater by Ian Martin and stars Betsy Palmer. All of us have private ghosts of one sort or another, remembered terrors that lurk in shadows deep within us, or specters that lean over one shoulder. Ghouls that haunt us by day or night. Psychiatry wouldn't be a very profitable area of medical practice if we didn't. This time around, though, we speak of gentler ghosts. Ghosts that the memory refuses to let go. Who may not bring fear, but can disturb our lives and haunt us just thoroughly.
Can I get you another pillow, Mrs. Richards?
No, thanks.
Or a blanket?
No, I don't feel like sleeping.
Long night. It'll be 4.5 hours before we reach Rome. Maybe longer. We can't get around this headwind.
I really don't want anything, thanks.
Well, if you're sure there's nothing I can get you. Oh, maybe a drink.
No. Unless you happen to have one labeled Guaranteed Peace of Mind.
I wish I could provide it. I'm sorry, Mrs. Richards.
Even that really doesn't belong to me. My husband's name.
Oh, dear. You lost him?
In a manner of speaking, he didn't die, just a divorce.
Oh.
That should make me gay, shouldn't it?
Oh, I beg your pardon?
Oh, just a bad joke. The gay divorcee, right? Isn't that the stereotype? Well, I'm not. I'm one of life's losers, and it seems to be a habit that I can't shake.
Oh, I just couldn't figure you for a loser. Not anyone as beautifully dressed and as lovely looking.
Beauty is only skin deep, and the clothes are someone else's design, not mine. That's another one of my failures.
If you want to talk, I'm technically on a break, and I'm a good listener.
Oh, thank you. I can't see your name.
Angie.
Angie, thanks. But I think I'd just soon be alone.
Well, if you need me, just ring.
I don't need you, Angie. I don't need Ken. And most of all, I don't need myself. What I need is...
Hello, Duchess. Long time no see.
Oh, God.
Not anymore.
Always. Always.
Why do you call?
You mean on Ken? Well, I did that months ago.
Yeah, sure, I was reading. You didn't get over to Vegas to see any of my old gambling money,
huh? Nope. I stayed my legal time and got out of town fast.
Why, Duchess?
Oh, I couldn't cut it, Dad. I like Ken too much to be a drag on him. Now, before when there were children and we got trapped, I thought I ought to get out, that's all.
Did he want it?
No. But then, you see... He never would face the truth.
What?
That he married a loser. I didn't want to make him one, too.
Duchess, why do you call yourself a loser all the time?
Come on, Dad. What else am I? I took Mom away from you just by her having
me. The breaks, baby. I tried to make up for her the best way I could.
Could I have ever asked for more? sun, my moon, the center of it all, Dad. And not only just my father and my friend and my special boyfriend, but you were somebody. Chip DeVille, right up there with Jackie Stewart, Stuart Moss, and Graham Hill. What do you think it was like at those last few Indies? The two that you won, even the one you lost, except...
Except the one I really won. The one you should forget.
I can't.
You must.
No.
I
can't shut out the memory of you passing Alex high on the turn and the way he drove you off and through the rail. And I can see the car in the air spinning and turning and then crashing. And the sheet of flame, that sheet of flame.
All right, Duchess, knock it off. There are real chances you must take. You don't win them all. Just stop remembering. Shut it out of your mind.
I can't. You were my whole world. You were never a loser, Dad. I've never been able to believe it really happened. You never died for me.
I'm dead enough. Why won't you accept it?
I know you're dead, but I can't accept it. And once I lost you, well, I became a perpetual loser. Then I met Ken. Sweet Ken. And he was kind and gentle. And he made me a buyer. I thought maybe that was the way out, but Ken fell in love with me. So I married him. And I thought maybe that was my way out. Well, it wasn't.
Why, Duchess?
Because I couldn't offer him enough in return for what he wanted to give me. He couldn't measure up to you, Dad. So, I'm running.
Where?
Did you ever play pin the tail on the donkey? Well, I picked Rome. On a buyer's trip, I was once kind of happy there, and as happy as I can be since you went out like a shooting star.
You know Freud isn't my bag, Duchess, but what are you going to find there?
I don't know. Maybe enough courage to keep myself from swallowing those sleeping pills that I've been saving up.
You wouldn't do anything stupid like that.
I'm not so sure.
Bother you, Mrs. Richards, but we're running into some turbulence. Will you please fasten your seatbelt?
What is it?
Are you all right? You look as if you'd seen a ghost.
Not seen a... I'm sorry, what did you say?
Oh, don't be alarmed. It's nothing serious. But we're running into a bad storm, so please fasten your belt. And excuse me, the pilot reports rough weather. Fasten your seatbelt, please.
Dad, maybe this would be the best way. Just to go out as you did and have it all over with.
Well, Mrs. Richards, here we are, safe and sound. Do you have a bag up above?
No, Angie. Right here by my feet. Oh, I can't believe I'm here in Rome.
Do you have friends waiting for you?
Nobody. I'm flying solo.
Oh, well, where are you staying?
Just a hotel up above the Spanish Steps, the Umberto.
You know it?
Oh, yes. Well, you won't be flying solo very long. Not between Italian men.
Oh, and being a gay divorcee. You think the word would travel that fast, Angie?
In Italy, the name of the game is Amore.
But it is up to me whether or not I want to play it.
Sure.
It isn't bad if you want to go along with it, I guess. Sure beats skeletons in the closet.
Arrivederci?
Arrivederci, Angie. And maybe it might be a lot better than ghost bats in the belfry, I guess.
Signora Richards,
how do you like it, your first night in Rome?
Oh, it's just beautiful, Signor Vasso.
And I love your restaurant.
Oh, aye. Well, I hope that is for the music or anything besides me.
Oh, I promise you, it's nothing but jet lag. I haven't slept for nearly 30 hours or something. I am beat.
But of course you are. I shall take you home subito.
To bed.
Oh, I am not quite sure how to accept that invitation.
Tonight, without the slightest suspicion, at face value. Tomorrow, we shall begin our romance, no?
What are you suggesting for tomorrow?
Well, I have my car. The weather is promised to be perfect. Let me drive you up the coast and show you my Italy and my love.
I'm afraid I'll be a disappointment.
Ah, signora, you have had much unhappiness. You are moltissimo triste. That is not right for a woman so beautiful.
That's what I'm trying to...
Eh? What is it?
That waiter there. He looked just like... No, never mind.
But you looked as though you had seen a ghost.
Well, it's a habit I seem to have fallen into lately. I really think I'm just too tired to make sense. Won't you take me home?
If you will promise we meet tomorrow for lunch.
All right. But late. I've got to sleep and sleep till I get all these cobwebs out of my head.
So, you will not be in Rome long, Mrs. Richards.
I don't know, Signor Basso. It depends.
On what?
My mood, I suppose. Not a very good one, I'm afraid.
L'amore. It kills and it heals. I have been sorry to hear about you and your husband. And the divorce.
Well, how did you know?
Oh, Signor Kerze, from whose firm you used to buy, has told me. That is why he introduced us.
Mm.
You must stay long enough in Italy for me to bring you back the sunshine.
Well, you are making a very good start. It's clouding up. Looks like rain.
Non importante. A shower, that's all.
Oh, it's getting very dark, and you do drive very fast.
I am an Italian, and I have the car to do it.
What time is it?
Does it matter?
I would like to get back to Rome in the daylight, Signor Basso.
Guido?
What?
Well, surely we know each other well enough by now, Caterina. Or may I say, Kate?
If you wish. And Guido is easier than Signor Basso.
Mm-hmm.
Guido, okay? I think maybe we'd better head back for Rome.
Ah, do we really want to?
And look, you're not going to start all this over again, are
you? At every opportunity.
Don't you ever get any rebuffs?
No, it happens. But then I do have many affairs of the heart also.
Well, score one for honesty. But I do think we should get back. It's getting quite misty.
Oh, there is no hurry. I can have you back in Rome in 40 minutes. For that matter, if your nerve is as great as your resistance, in less.
60 miles?
80 kilometers? Mia carissima, you are riding in a Ferrari Dino 2500cc displacement 2.5 liters. Nothing can beat this car when I let her out. Or her sister. Whichever one I race at Monza, that's the track outside Milano 2 weeks from now. Will you come and see me win, huh? As my guest?
Well, that depends on how gentle a host you turn out to be today.
Oh, Kate, can you blame me for trying so hard to...
What is it?
Look behind us.
Another car, so?
Oh, but what a car.
Oh, it does look a little strange. Hard to see in all this mist. What is it?
Who knows? Homemade. You find them all over Italy. It is our other love affair.
Women and cars.
Or sometimes the other way. Ah, this Paisan, he is mad trying to race with my Ferrari and me.
Yes, poor Paisan. And he's coming closer and closer.
Ah, this mule track I turned off on Che Diavolo. It winds like a snake. If I had a straightaway...
Now, straight ahead.
Now we show him our heels.
And where do you keep your heels, Guido? On your radiator cap?
What do you mean?
Just if you're going to show them to your Paisan, that's where they'd better be. He's going to pass you.
Impossible.
Not only possible, but there he goes. Guido, you're slowing down. And I thought you never gave up.
Well, you hear what's happened to my car?
Oh, serious?
No. She is due in the shop to be taken down on Monday. She needs an overhaul. I shouldn't have let her fall out in this condition. Now I am filled with, superstition. Huh? Did we really see that car?
It passed us? Of course.
Mm. Who was it driving?
Well, in a crash helmet and goggles, how can anyone tell?
Eh? What is it?
I don't know. Just a sudden cold feeling that came over me.
That it might not have been a car at all, huh? Just some phantom of the storm?
Driven by a ghost?
Mm-hmm.
Was it a phantom car? And if it is, who was the wraith that drove it? Was it a deterrent to Signor Basso's carefully planned seduction? Or was it part of his general plan to win Kate? Or at least, as we used to say more politely, her favors? I'll return shortly with Act Two. Whatever the strange vehicle that passed him so ignominiously turns out to be, for the moment, it is not occupying Guido's mind. His thoughts are far from the supernatural. No, something more natural and obvious is on Guido's mind, has been ever since he met Kate, and he little expects ever to see the ghost car again.
Do you think you can coax her back to Rome?
Oh, no, I could not think of it. But we are coming into Corvietto, a little town right ahead. We can garage her there for the night.
Oh. Won't they have a mechanic?
To touch a mia bambina? Oh, no. I phoned her to Rome for my own.
Well, how long will that take?
Just overnight.
Oh, and this Corvietta, of course, there is no railroad, I suppose. No buses to Rome.
No, no, just a village. Mm. But there is a delightful little pensione, a charming little inn that is run by an old friend of mine.
I see. Well, I guess I do owe you an apology, Guido.
You do? For what?
Well, back there on the road, I was kidding you about never giving up. Guess I should have known better. You never do, do you?
Kate, I am a man. And Italiano.
Buonasera. You wish to register?
Per piacere. Come sta, signora Brandaglione?
Sta bene. Molto grazie, signor Basso.
Sì.
Nice to see you. You and the signora prefer a room on the garden or upstairs?
Neither.
Okay.
Two single rooms, one upstairs, the other down, and I'll take the ground floor.
But I do not understand, signora.
It's quite simple. I am not technically, anyway, a signora. I am a single girl, and I guess I'm a miss.
Miss?
She means that we are not married, or...
a million pardons. And now I understand.
So does the signor, I hope.
I was only joking, Kate. Please forgive me for all this inconvenience. I'm sorry this had to happen, believe me.
I don't.
Don't what?
Don't believe you for a moment that you're sorry.
Oh, you are so right.
And I will tell you something else, I think.
What?
I think you're a heel, Signor Basso.
Would I deny it? Why don't you sign the register, Kate? And then the padrona will show you to your room, and while you freshen up, I will arrange for a dinner with wine and candlelight. And I will hope that when you come back, you will be... you will be more forgiving. And I shall phone my mechanic in Rome to be here first thing in the morning to fix the car. Okay?
If you mean make a phone call, yes.
Oh, I am not forgiven?
Well, I'd like to do a little thinking about that first.
I will live on hope that you will be generous. Scusi, huh?
Miss has no luggage.
The only possible baggage you see is me. Now, where did the signor leave his car?
At the garage, right across the street.
Is there a mechanic there?
But the best, Giovanni. But if you would care to see your room...
No, I think I'd rather see Giovanni first.
But of course. Shall I tell the signor you are there?
Well, if you don't mind, any messages from me, I'd like him to get by himself. Oh, yes, Dad. If he knew whose daughter he was messing around with, he wouldn't be so smart. Giovanni?
Sì, un momento, per favore. E che faccio mi...
Something wrong.
Oh, not in your life.
Well, then why the...
Oh, American, too. Hey, lady, I haven't seen anything like you since the Miss America pageant, 1971.
Well, thank you. I feel like a wine. Was that a good year?
Oh, the best. Every one a winner. But not one could hold a candle to you.
And here I've just about decided that you were all American yourself, Giovanni.
Ah, Joel, do. I am American. Born and bred there. It's my country.
You know, you sound as though you miss it.
Every minute of every day.
And why do you stay here?
Ah, like this and that. Yeah, you know, when my mom died and nothing would do but my pop had to come home to the old country, you know, that's for laughs in a way.
Why?
Well, my pop was born in Little Italy, you know, Mulberry Street, New York. He didn't even speak Italian as good as I do. But the old ones, they get kinky ideas sometimes. You see, this place right here, this is where my mom was born.
Not very kinky. I can understand why he wanted to see the town.
Sure. And I went along. I made the trip back with him myself because Valley was pretty sick. And I knew he wanted to die here. One thing led to another. I stayed on, had to make a living to keep us going. So I got the gas station and the shop and became a grease monkey.
In this little town?
Yeah, in this little town. I was stuck. Ah, oh, come on. I didn't mean to break down and tell you the story of my life. It's just that talking American again feels so good. Oh, anyway, no more running off at the mouth. What can I do for you, ma'am?
I just wanted to ask you about the Ferrari that you just gassed up.
Oh, this baby? Well, nothing wrong. I can see. Oh, yeah. Little over-choked.
Oh, that figures. You mean someone pulled the choke out?
Sure. Flooded the carburetor.
To make her sound as if she was breaking down?
Well, yeah, if the guy handled it right.
Couldn't have been accidental, could it?
Well, not on a car like this unless... Well, look, I don't know what kind of a driver your husband is,
but... Then he's not my husband. Signor Guido Basso.
Guido Basso? The billionaire sportsman, a racing driver?
That's our boy.
Holy Mac. In that case, it could only have been deliberate. Like, he must have had some reason to... He... Oh. Like that, huh?
Yeah, like that. He had a cute little notion that we could register here at the Pansione.
Oh.
Which I don't go for. Joe, have you got a car?
Have I got a car? Lady, follow me. Now, I warn you, when I unveil her, she may not look like much, but she is far out. I mean, there is nothing in Europe to touch her. Yeah. Well, there she is, ma'am. I call her La Bellissima.
The Gray Ghost.
Huh? The what?
You passed us on the road a while back so fast that we weren't sure whether you were real or a mirage.
Oh, she's for real. Yeah. I figured this was the Ferrari I blew by. But I never figured I was kicking dirt on Guido Basso.
Joe, will you take me back to Rome? I'll pay you, of course.
Oh, no, forget it. I'm closing up anyway. Well, what business is there now? Besides, how often does a plain Joe get a chance to play Sir Galahad, huh? What do you want to leave?
As of 5 minutes before I even asked.
You are on your way right now, ma'am. Climb in.
The name is Mrs. Richards. But as long as we're going AWOL together, why not make it Kate?
Okay, Kate. But I feel a little bit shaky.
Why?
Guido Basso, holy cow.
What are you afraid of? That he might catch up with us?
Lady, I mean Kate. Not while you're riding these white horses. 250 of them under that hood. Plus a special injection carburetor which makes all the difference. A little gimmick of my own, you know. I call it the Ross Special.
Ross? Is that your second name?
Rossini, before it got cut down. Now listen to this chorus sing. The only thing faster is a jet plane, and you can't run them on the ground. Guido Basso, huh? Oh, I'll bet he popped the cork when I passed him. It's gonna make him a hell of a lot madder that you passed him up.
Why are we slowing down?
Well, even Italy has a couple of speed laws. We're already in the outskirts of Rome.
It was so wonderful. Just like old times, sailing on the wind. Oh, she's a wonderful car, Joe. Just ate up the road. Do you race her?
Are you kidding?
How would you like to race her in a couple of weeks at Monza?
Oh, no. No dough.
How much would it cost?
Well, entry fee, pit crew, replacements, parts, travel expense. What's the sense making a list I know by heart? Around 7 or 8 million lira, bottom line.
It's about $12,000.
If you can guess the exchange any given day. I mean, what's the diff? It could be 8 billion. She's not for racing.
Well, then why did you build her?
Oh. Is there any answer for that? I don't know. I love cars. She's all I've had since my pop finally cashed in. I'm just plain in love with her, I guess. It's all that holds me here. I should go home.
And what would happen to Bellissima?
I guess I'd sell her. To some rich dilettante like Basso. Except by now he's too mad at me to buy.
I mean, after all you have told me, you would sell him this car?
Oh, why not?
It's too much a part of you.
Yeah, but it's been done before. I'm in debt up to my ears. I could pay off and have enough to let me sneak back into the USA.
No, I can't let you do that. Pull over under the trees and park, Joe.
What's the point?
You know, it's not very flattering if you refuse my request.
Oh, put it that way. How can I refuse?
You mustn't sell this car.
Why not?
Because I think if you did, you'd be selling your own soul, Joe.
Oh, look, Kate, let's leave it lay, huh? I mean, even if I had cash, who's going to drive? I haven't got credentials. Besides, I got to be in the pit to handle and baby this lady through, you know?
Well, then we'll find another driver.
How? Where? You know what a racing driver is? He ain't built of blood and nerves, only guts and reflexes and iron. He doesn't think, he only reacts. He's got wrists of steel, eyes like a fly, and nothing but the will to win. And you know how he's made?
I should.
He isn't. He's born. In a race like Monza, you won't find a driver who's worth a damn within 1,000 miles of Italy who isn't already tied up. So where else do I find such a guy?
Just give me a moment to think. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, Duchess, how can I help you?
You can't. But Alex could.
Alex? He's never driven since
the accident, I know.
Wait. He dropped out of the game. Where would you find him?
I know where he is. I saw him last night, Dad, in Rome. He's a waiter. He ducked when he saw me.
Alessandro Corti, a waiter?
A lot more than he deserves after what he did to you. But he can drive.
How will you stop blaming Corti for me? What happened was the chances you take.
Are you sure? He didn't panic or deliberately drive you into the wall on that turn. Well, why did he quit then?
Do we have to rake over the old ashes? Let it go, Kate, will you? We're well out of it. Why try to get back here?
But, Dad, you said I've been running away from things, that I'm afraid to turn around and face life. Well, I think it's time that I did, and this is just as good a place to start as any.
It's gonna run into some heavy dough, baby.
Well, I still have most of what you left me.
Yeah, little enough that was. It'll take most of it.
Dad, I am a gambler, just like my old man. And I'll win it back, if you'll help me.
How?
When I talk to Corfi, coax him to come back to driving.
Oh, it won't be easy. Look, Kate, maybe you better let sleeping dogs lie.
Who is talking about dogs? I'm talking about horses, Dad. The kind you used to ride. Maybe not 4,000cc class yet, or the big purses. This is a sports car racing, 2.5 liters, but it's a beginning. And Joe will go on to build bigger and better cars and get bigger and better sponsors. And I want to help him buy that future.
And what about your own?
Well, maybe I can prove to myself I'm of use to someone again. And then I can find mine.
I don't know, Duchess. You don't know what you're asking.
Dad, you wouldn't let me down, would you?
That's the whole trouble, Duchess. I'm afraid I might have to.
Well, now, that's a rather uncooperative attitude for a so far friendly, or should we say sympathetic, spectre. Why would that presence from beyond the grave not be eager to help the daughter he wants so desperately to find herself again? Or does he know something about his old friend Corfi that we don't know? I'll return shortly with Act 3. Soft Italian moonlight filters down through the trees, sending a dancing pattern of light and shadow across Kate's face as she lies back with her eyes closed in the car. Sitting beside her, Joe watches with a small frown of puzzlement. Has she fallen asleep? Or is it just a trick of the rippling shadows that makes it seem as if perhaps she were talking to someone? Then suddenly she opens her eyes.
I know where to get your driver.
Where? Who?
Well, someone I saw in a restaurant the night before last. A waiter.
A waiter?
Named Alessandro Corfi.
Alessandro Corfi? Oh, scrub it, Kate. He hasn't driven in over 4 years.
I think we can get him.
You don't understand. There was an accident at the Indy Speed Trials 4 years ago. His best friend got killed.
I know. He was my father.
Chips DeBeal was your father? But I thought you said Richards.
That's right. That's my married name.
Oh.
And, unfortunately, my divorced one.
Oh.
Does that bring out the Italian in you, Joe? Give you any ideas?
None I mightn't have had before.
Well, cool. I told you this is a partnership, and it's strictly business.
What partnership?
Ours. I'm going to put up the money so that you can enter La Bellissima at Monza.
Oh, hey, now, wait a minute. I can't...
It's racing money, Joe. It's the money my dad left me.
Look, I told you what it's going to cost.
If we can hold it to $10,000, I know I can swing it. We can save on two items, the pit boss and the driver.
Look, me, you got, but you honestly think you can get Coffee to drive?
Well, I think he can be persuaded.
By you?
By me.
You know something? I wouldn't be surprised if you can.
Then we have a deal?
You get Corfi to drive La Bellissima, and you got 50% of the car.
And, Joe, it's so good to see a man come to life again.
Listen, we race under any color you choose.
I like the gray ghost just as she is.
The gray ghost? Yeah, that's great. Let's call her that from now on. Oh, brother, I'm as happy as a kid on the last day of school.
Now you get me back to Rome so I can talk to Corfi. Hello, Alex.
Oh. So you did recognize me the other night.
Yes.
I tried to avoid you. Why you come back?
I want to talk to you.
About the what?
No, not here.
I don't want to talk about your heart.
He may have to be part of it.
I go get excused by the head waiter. We can walk by the river. What do I think of Basso's Ferrari? Superb.
And what would you say if I told you I know a car that passed Guido as if he was standing still?
Oh, I would say it is the best car in Europe.
Well, how would you like to drive it at Monza?
No. No, I never drive again. Not after what happened to Chip.
You blame yourself for that?
Don't you, Duchess?
Well, I did. I don't know, Alex. Now that it's far enough away, I think if the positions had been reversed, wouldn't have Dad done the same thing?
What?
Cut him off from passing on the outside, drive him to the rail, and...
That is what everyone saw happen. And so a friend is dead, and I, who would have died for him, am to blame. We leave it at that. I swore I would never drive again.
Not even if I tell you that I'm half owner of the car, and we have no one else to drive it. Don't you owe me that, at least? For my father.
For... But I must be mad. I am out of condition. My reflexes... 2 weeks. I will not know the car completely, but... All right, if you ask me, I shall drive. But, Kate, it will be a miracle if I can win for you.
Her first race.
He's lapped the field at least twice.
Yeah, except for Basso. He's holding on.
He's a full lap behind.
Oh, wait, stay with us. Hold up, baby. Hold up.
Oh, I can't. Jeez, what is it?
It's a bad crash on the far turn.
Not Alex.
No, he barely missed him. No, damn, he hit something. The off front wheel.
Is it bad?
We'll know in a minute. No, the wheel's out of line. He's signaled. All right, boys, he's coming in next lap for repair. Run out 2 spare wheels and grab the gas line. Oh.
What's the trouble, Joe?
Well, it's maybe just a wheel. We'll have to jerk it to see.
Well, suppose it isn't the axle.
Well, then we've had it.
Don't touch that wheel, Joe.
Come on, you crazy.
David, are we going to stop?
Well, sure.
The Shimabana, she run the better on three wheels.
Alex, you're not going out. You're not.
You'll keep them off. You see who that was? Batu. He's made up. Stand away.
Can he catch him, Joe?
If he can keep her on the track, he made that curve all right.
And he's catching up on the straightaway. He's going to try to... No!
Huh? What is it?
But that's the same pattern that killed my father.
No, it's okay, Kate. It's okay. He has plenty of room and enough speed if he just holds his nerve. Oh, Judas Priest!
What?
Chickened out the damn beast. I'll come back inside, but she won't hold the... Oh, my God, she's gone! Well, I suppose we have to go in and see him.
Alex? Well, of course he's hurt. He may be...
Oh, don't worry. I've talked to the doctors. Nothing serious. He got out lucky. We took the fall, thanks to him.
What does that mean?
Well, you saw what happened. He chickened out. He let Basso fake him out on that last turn. The Ferrari didn't have the speed to pass, but Alex flinched and peeled off. Went into a spin, and that's what took him over the rail. Boy, when I think of it... Before the race, Basso came and offered me 25 million lira for the Grey Ghost, and I turned him down. Now we're left with nothing but a pile of junk.
Because you think Alex panicked?
Well, you saw it with your own eyes. What else?
I'm just not quite sure, Joe. Look, go into Alex, please, and try to be nice to him. I want to be alone in this little waiting room here to think and maybe make a phone call.
Yeah, but Kate...
Please, Joe.
Okay. Only don't leave me too long with him.
No, I won't. It'll be so short. The end. After all these years.
So you finally know, Duchess.
I think I do.
And you're ashamed of me.
No, I didn't say that, Dad.
You have to be as ashamed as I am of myself.
What happened?
You saw it all today, Duchess. Almost the way it was at Indy. Like Basso, I had the outside. I thought I had the speed to take the lead on the turn, but there wasn't quite enough. I was so wide, I was afraid to brake. It might have put me through the rail. So even though I knew I couldn't make it by cutting in front, I panicked, cut on down, figuring that Alex would brake rather than take the chance. My rear end would knock his front wheels out of alignment. But I cut too sharp, and I went into a spin, and that took me right up the side and through the guardrail.
Alex didn't ride you into it?
It looked that way, but that wasn't the way it was. He knew I was crazy, that I'd lost my head. Same thing that happened to Basso today.
Only he came through it all right.
And Alex took the fall for him, just as he had to take it in another way for me. Well, I guess I'm glad it's out at last. You won't be calling on me again.
No, Dad. I don't think I will.
Goodbye, Duchess. Maybe now I can rest at last.
I've got to make a phone call.
I tell you, I'm fine, Giovanni. A bruise or two, a black eye, a little something broken on the shoulder. So what? It has been broken before. The important thing is the car. She is a dream.
Yeah, that's the word. A dream that's over. Oh, hello, Kate.
Joe, you mustn't give up. How are you feeling, Alex?
Splendid. And Kate is right, Joe. One race we get the bad break, but next time...
There'll be no next time. You won't be driving her again.
You cannot think I lost my nerve.
Well, what's the difference now?
A great difference to me. I have my pride.
Yeah, this time all you killed was an automobile.
Joe.
And what did I kill some other time? Oh, you mean...
If you mean my father, that was not Alex's fault. Tell him the truth, Alex.
No.
Then I will. This is just among us three. My father panicked and lost his head just the way Basso did today. So is it a crime? It only meant he was human. But I'm not going to let Alex take the blame.
Oh. Okay. I'm sorry, Alex. I'm sorry, but what good does it do? There isn't any car left. The Grey Ghost is gone.
Oh, no, she isn't. We're going to raise her from the grave.
Yeah, how?
With Guido Basso's money. He's waiting to pay me for my half. He's promised to back her till she proves exactly what she is. The best racing car in Europe. So, you have a new partner.
Oh, I don't know.
He's really sorry. And he'll be with you all the way, Joe.
No, I mean, I just figure the guy for such a heel.
Only where women are concerned. Well, I guess it's time to board.
Arrivederci, bellissima.
Goodbye, Alex. Win them all from here on in.
Bye, Joe.
Bye, Joe. Send me a picture when she's rebuilt.
Oh, yeah, and the money I owe you. You know, I feel like such a louse. Alex is back driving again. I have my gray ghost, but what do you get out of this?
My husband when I get home again. I hope. And at least I grew up.
May I see your ticket, please? Oh, well, Mrs. Richards, it's nice to have you aboard again.
Nice to be going back with you, Angie.
Oh, you look a lot different. That's what Rome will do for a girl. You must have found yourself a real Superman.
I did. And he'll be waiting for me when we land in the States. I'm going to be married again, Angie.
Oh, that's nice.
Doubly nice, because it's the same man.
What? That's kind of like a miracle.
Sort of. Funny. I had to come 4,000 miles to finally put a ghost to rest.
Four months later, Mrs. Ken Richards received a photograph of Gray Ghost number 2. And by the end of the year, she had established herself as the premier sports car in Europe. By that time, Mrs. Richards was able to send a picture of an even more complicated machine that her husband and she had taken 9 months to build. His given name was Joseph Alessandro Richards. But somehow, everyone ended up calling him Chip. I'll be back shortly. If you should hear a voice from beyond or feel someone at your shoulder, I wouldn't trust it to be necessarily friendly. May I suggest that the best course is to follow the advice of Satchel Paige and never look back. There may be something gaining on you. Our cast included Betsy Palmer, William Redfield, E.V. Juster, and Ian Martin. The entire production was under the direction of Hyman Brown.
1945, World War II. Over 185,000 National Guardsmen casualties in Europe and the Pacific.
Some people think the National Guard is just an excuse for a bunch of guys to get together and have a good time.
1952, the Korean War saw 183,000 guardsmen called to action.
That they're weekend warriors, not real soldiers.
1969, Vietnam. Guardsmen awarded 55 Silver Stars, 681 Purple Hearts, over 1,000 Bronze Stars.
I'm Tom Selleck. I can't clear up all the misconceptions people have about the National Guard, so let me leave you with one important fact. If you bring together all the ready forces of the Army, Air Force, Navy, Marines, and Reserves, you still have only half the picture. The other half? The National Guard. Skilled, capable, intelligent people. People like you and me. Americans at their best.
Tom Selleck, Guardsman, 1967 through 1973.
This is E.G. Marshall inviting you to return to our Mystery Theater for another adventure in the macabre.
You're listening to WWJ News Radio 95. I'm Earl Dickinson. In the next few minutes, complete details on these stories. State police in Ypsilanti are seeking an armed robber from a freeway holdup. And a 15-year-old from Oak Park is going to be tried as an adult for the two deaths he reportedly caused in a high-speed accident. CBS News is next.
All news. All the time. News Radio 95. WWJ, Detroit. CBS News. I'm Jim Shenaby. The Senate has voted itself a pay raise, but it's not what the House ordered. The Senate's version of the bill rates a 9.7% raise, less than half the hike that the House voted for itself, federal judges, and other high-ranking government employees. Some senators are less than impressed with the fact that they'll be making less than fellow lawmakers on Capitol Hill.